When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kelly, tell them what group therapy is all about.
Well, this is kind of a little sharing corner where if you got an issue and maybe your friends or family are not able to give you unbiased advice, you can get that here.
All right. Candace, hello.
Good morning.
Okay, so walk us through what you sent us, because I'd like to be able to work it out here on the air with everyone. And thanks again for allowing us to talk to you about this.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Uh-huh.
So this is actually for a friend of mine, and our group of girlfriends kind of think her boyfriend really just isn't that into her.
Okay, they should make a movie about that.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Exactly. But they've been dating for like a year, and he recently just bought a house.
Okay.
So she spent one night last week, and in the morning he got up to go to work, and she had the day off.
Mm-hmm.
So as she's getting ready to do some errands and, you know, run around and stuff, she texted him to see if, you know, she could leave the back door unlocked while she was out. And he said, hey, no, just grab the spare key so you can lock it and get back in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she thinks that this was his way of giving her a key to his place.
Okay.
And we think that he actually just wants the key back, because if he had wanted her to have the key, then he would have made sure that she knew that she could come and go anytime, you know?
Yeah. I mean, did he like say, hey, go ahead and keep it, or like anything like that?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't. And I don't know. Are we right in thinking that, you know, we're going this route, or are we way off base? Because, like, we just don't want her to keep wasting her time and get her heart broken, but, like, it's not, I don't know, it's not verbal.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and especially if you're literal. Like, and I was really literal when, you know, I was dating and stuff, and, like, I wanted to know, like, okay, are we boyfriend, girlfriend? Like I wanted the titles, just so in my mind I'm like, okay, so we're all on the same page here. So I understand your hesitation, especially if he didn't say, oh, hey, the spare key's there, you know, just keep it, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I know, I get that, because typically guys will let you know, right?
Oh, yeah. Very clear.
Yeah. Right. Right. Exactly. So, all right. Well, hey, we're getting a lot of people checking in and with their opinion, both, you know, online and text. So if you want to hang out, you know, maybe we can help your friend. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Kelly, from a woman's point of view,
I will say this in the most loving way. Like, this is not her relationship. This is her friend's relationship. And her friend doesn't seem like she's too bothered by it. Like, you know, if she thinks that he's given her a key, let her figure that out with her own boyfriend. And I think a lot of people are starting to point this out on Facebook. Lori said, I agree. It doesn't sound like he was giving her a key, but he also didn't kick her out when he left for work. So unless you have lots more significant examples from the last year, I'd butt out and only raise a red flag with her if there's a real one to raise.
Yeah. So I agree with her in that it would be better if we were actually talking to the girlfriend.
I know. See, this is the thing. It's, you know, Sarah said, let adults figure out their own relationships.
Mm-hmm.
She can just ask if he wants the key back, butt out. If they break up or your opinion is sought, be a good friend.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Everyone here just needs to act like grown individuals.
As a guy, I am going to probably be very clear with, if I want you to keep it, I'll say keep it.
Exactly.
And I
feel like he would say that too. But the real issue here is Candace's friend, if she is questioning her own relationship and she is seeking advice like, hey, do you think this has a future? Do you think I'm wasting my time? Then I feel like Candace can give her honest opinion. But it doesn't sound like she's doing that right here. It's just
it sounds like girl gossip
right now.
Offering
an observation. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so, I mean, I don't know how much further we really need to go with this other than just to say, hey, let nature take its course.
Yeah, or hey, pass our number along to your friend if she wants to offer some more details and if she does have a question on whether her relationship has a future or not. We'd like to talk to her about her relationship.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, this might be an easy one. So,
yeah, yeah. I feel like she just needs to be a good friend. Your job as a friend is just to be there no matter what. I had a friendship for a while. I kind of watched her make really bad decision after really bad decision. And you just kind of have to let them make their own decisions and then be there to catch them when they fall. You know, after a while, I finally, you know, stepped up and said, you're making some bad choices and you're going to keep having the same result if you keep making the bad choices.
Right.
But you kind of have to let them go through that first a little bit.
All right. I mean, it's a key, you know. I don't know if I would read too much into that. So, but yes, I think I agree with everybody else in saying, look, let's just let it play out. And
just be a good friend. And if she comes to you asking you for your honest opinion, then give her your honest opinion.
All right. There you go. Group therapy. If you got anything more you want to add, it's up at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.